Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
One is Mark and John's, the other. They love the holidays and the presents. It's Tool Queens, it's Tool Queens. Holidays Jubilee 2020, it's Tool Queens, it's Tool Queens.
Five golden rings.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Tool Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark, I am so excited about our guest this week. Please let everyone know who's joining us.
She's an actor, comedian, and she's got two podcasts that she hosts. First one brand new, Rom-Coms with Mom, and your first time, it's Olivia Snow Norman. She's back.
Yay!
Bringing the heat, bringing the fire.
Oh, do I talk now?
You can talk now, yes.
Oh, hi. I'm very excited to be a holiday tradition.
You are a tradition.
You're a little elf.
Yes. And again, I mean, last year we did The Grinch and you guys hated it.
Sure.
And I wanted to choose another Christmas movie that I thought you guys would not like.
Well, we'll get to that. Just like last year you were talking about you were baking like some bird pie.
Oh, right. Yeah. I typically do a bird's nest pie. I said, I'm like, that's too much work. And I'm going to do a pecan.
Oh, you busy? Less time on your hands right now than normal than a year ago?
I just wanted to switch it. I want to switch it up.
I see. So what are you doing this year?
Just a pecan.
That seems like a lot of work to me.
I don't know. I looked up this recipe and it seemed pretty manageable.
Just pecans and sugar, right? Isn't that pretty much all it is?
Yeah, like molasses.
Yeah. Oh, is that what the goop is? The nuts float in is molasses.
The goop is molasses. That's
well, what do you call that? I don't know.
I don't know if it's goop. It's not like a meringue.
Is it not?
It's more like paste, gelatinous.
You could just call it.
Not really gelatinous. Almost. Not nougat.
No, nougat's too nougat? Like fluffy.
Firm. Oh.
I mean, it's like pumpkin. It's pie filling. I think that's what
it's
you call
filling.
It. Like
filling. Yeah, yeah.
Filling.
But what is that? What is
molasses
filling?
It's like and sugar.
Sugar and molasses and pecans.
And love. Don't forget love.
Do you put love in your pies?
I put resentment.
Which is a form of love, I suppose.
It's true. Resentment's just love with no place to go.
Ooh.
I did just go through a box. Trader Joe's has these mini gingerbread men cookies.
Ooh.
Highly recommend.
Yeah. I love gingerbread.
You love a male cookie.
Dough.
Sure. Well, you love what? Yeah. Gingerbread
cookie
ale?
Dough.
Just the dough?
Yeah.
You eat just that?
Well, sometimes you're like, when you eat a cookie, you don't like, oh, it's so good. And then it becomes cookie form and it's less satisfying.
It dries.
That can happen. Yeah. It dries. That's what cooking does. It dries things out.
Have you ever gone to one of those? There's a place in Burbank that is like, it's like an ice cream parlor, but for cookie dough.
I don't like that. I
tried there once. It was like eating a brick. It was just like, so just thick and heavy.
It just seems like diabetes by the soup.
This just sounds like too much. Like, stop being trying to be too niche, or like, this is like cool, or I don't know.
Like, cookie dough is fun to eat when it's like off the whisk or something. You know, or it's like a treat.
It's in a big bowl. Surprise. I don't want to go and get cookie dough scooped out of like a container by some teenager who doesn't want to be there. I want to eat it in secret on my couch.
Full of shame.
A little bit of shame, but a lot of giggles.
That sounds so nice.
Just giggling
shame
away.
And giggles, yes.
Eating cookie dough.
Are you surrounded by cats when this happens?
No. I've been thinking about getting a cat, though.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Gertie's getting older, and I keep thinking...
She sucks.
No, I love her so much, and I don't want her to die. But I think if she dies, and I'm all alone, I might not recover. Gertie's my dog.
This is a very high stakes relationship.
But I think if I got two dogs.
Well, then what happens if this second dog dies?
First?
Yeah, what if Gertie kills it?
Oh.
Pretty bloodthirsty dog.
Well, no, I don't think I'm going to get two dogs, because I would feel guilty that I got another dog, because Gertie needs a lot of attention. We are very, very bonded, you know? And I think if I got a cat, she would not feel threatened.
It's a different thing.
It's a different dynamic.
Yeah.
If we've learned anything from Tweety Bird and Sylvester, it's that it's a different dynamic. Or Tom and Jerry, I should say, I suppose.
Well, but I don't know. I think we're just gonna keep it how it is. We're good for now.
You don't need to rush into anything right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're gonna keep things status quo, and keeping things status quo. Speaking of status quo.
Okay.
Today's movie you brought in for Holidays Jubilee 2020, your second time at the bat. We're talking about Just Friends. John, what's the deal with Just Friends?
Mark, let me tell you.
It's just like the worst movie for Holidays Jubilee.
Well, we'll see. Let me tell you the deal about Just Friends. It was directed by Roger Cumble, written by Adam Tex Davis, and it tells the story of a formerly overweight high school nerd who attempts to free himself from the friend zone after reconnecting with his lifelong crush and best friend while visiting his hometown for Christmas. It stars Ryan Reynolds, Amy Smart, Anna Faris, Chris Klein, Christopher Marquette, and Julie Haggerty. Was shot in Regina and Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, and was released on November 23rd, 2005, and grossed $50 million. It received mixed reviews from critics. On Rotten Tomatoes, the film has an approval rating of 42%, with the critical consensus reading, "There are moments of mirth in this overly broad comedy, but mostly Just Friends is just not that funny." And that is the deal with Just Friends.
So, Olivia, we asked you to pick a movie, perhaps a Christmas movie. Why Just Friends?
Like I said, I wanted to pick something that would make you upset.
Okay. Do you like
just
this movie,
just in time
though?
For Christmas.
So I saw this movie in theaters with my father, I think around Thanksgiving time.
Were you like five when this came out?
2005. No, I was 13.
Oh, okay. I was close. Right.
So primed for like a movie about like problematic female and male friendships. And I remember thinking it was really funny when I was 13.
Sure.
Also, this movie is very much 2005.
Had you seen it since then? Like since?
I think with friends, like on like sleepovers and stuff.
Sure.
I remember, we used to quote the Anna Faris character.
Sure.
That's the best part of it, right?
So this is, sure. Did you, and rewatching it, I assume you watched it last night.
I watched it last night and I was like, ooh, this movie is worse than I remember. I was like, ooh, this is pretty, bad. This movie's not woke.
That's true. Boy, you were damning it with faint praise. Wow. So it's not something you particularly like, but you liked when you were a child. So this is not a Grinch situation, which you absolutely adored.
Oh, I still enjoy the Grinch, but same in the sense where I liked it when I was a child.
Sure. John, what did you think of Just Friends?
Well, I was like, I don't think I've seen this movie. Then I started watching it, and I definitely watched the scene where drunk at some party, watched the scene where Ryan Reynolds is on that like sled and like falls down the thing. And I remember laughing at that very hard. But this is the first time I've watched the entire movie. And yeah, I mean, it's not good. It's I feel like it's very like half baked, and it felt very much like it doesn't really fully come together as a cohesive movie. I felt like tonally it's kind of all over the map, and just felt like every day they're like, well, what if we're like a big physical comedy today? And then like later they're like, well, what if we do this weird comedy thing?
I mean, it doesn't know if it's like a rom-com or like a bro.
Exactly.
American Pie kind of comedy.
Yeah. So right? It's like
bro-com.
A whole lot of different
a
bro-com. Things that, and it doesn't fully come together. But I wouldn't say it's like horrible. But how about you, Mark? What is your history with Just Friends?
I had never seen it. I think Ryan Reynolds is always on Twitter saying, oh, apologizing for Green Lantern and for X-Men Origins Wolverine. I think Just Friends is much worse than either of those. In fact, I would go so far as to say, I think it's the worst movie we've covered on this podcast. I thought it was awful. I hated it. I checked the time every 30 minutes to see how much longer there was. And I would swear 30 minutes would go by and it'd been 10. I was like, there's still more.
That's it. That brings me so much joy. Well, actually, yesterday, it was actually the anniversary of this movie coming out. Both Ryan Reynolds and Anna Faris posted about it.
I would say she's the only like redeemable thing about, because she's in her own world. And if you're like some sort of Anna Faris completionist, which who isn't, it's maybe worth checking out. But Ryan Reynolds' character is just so unlikable and awful and just a bad person. Like everyone's an asshole in this movie. Like who are we rooting for? Why do I want anybody to be happy in this movie? Except for poor Julie Haggerty.
Right. Criminally so underdressed. Yeah.
She's so funny in this movie.
And she's treated like an asshole. Like Ryan Reynolds never tells his mother I love you. He just rolls her eyes at everything she says. He's such a dick.
So yeah, who he was when he was skinny did not seem to bear any relation to who he was when he was like the fat kid in high school.
Yeah, there was no like moments where you saw the fun little fat kid in the hot body boy.
I mean, there's exactly. So much gay panic. This is more the most homophobic slurs of any
homophobic.
Movie we've done.
You know
there's
what?
At least as five or six, and there's racist jokes. They say the R word as well.
They do. I don't remember this movie being homophobic, but that's probably because I was 13 and.
That's in, just what you 2005. Yeah,
yeah, and everything was homophobic in 2005.
Exactly.
Well,
especially in junior high.
Especially in junior
peak.
High. Oh, and the fat shaming. It's just so awful.
So much fat shaming.
Yeah.
So I thought it was dreadful and should be like, I'm not a fan of like burning books or anything, but I wouldn't be, if this was like struck from the record, I wouldn't miss it. I thought it was a dreadful, ugly film. So
just in time for Christmas.
So that said, as you may or may not know, we are looking for the gayest movie ever. So a very complex and Byzantine scoring system with which to judge these movies. So we're going to go through a ton of categories. It's slightly different since you were last year. But the fact of the matter is at one point, you're going to add a category. You're going to come up with a category and it will be...
Added to the wheel.
And you'll see what that means when we get to that. But But here's where we are. This is our current top five gayest holiday movies. So this is where we're at. So number five, with a 51.44%, The Family Stone. Number four, 56.20%, Gremlins. Number three, with a 59.20%, Last Holiday. Number two, with a 65.21%, Die Hard. And the number one current gayest holiday movie we've done is with a 66.49%, Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh, this is just holiday movies.
Those are just the holiday movies, but that's just for reference. I will tell you at the end where it ended up overall. Do you think it has a chance in the top 10?
No. Okay. Wait, how many holiday movies have you done?
This is our eighth. The Grinch is way at the bottom with a 45.9%.
Yeah, I was like, where's the Grinch on this?
Sorry, I didn't cut it. So this first group of categories are the canon categories. So for these, we're each going to give it a score between 0 and 100, and then we take the average. So the first category, Olivia, how would you score Just Friends in actual gay characters on a scale of 0 to 100?
Zero.
No. Well, there's the two in the movie theater.
The gay couple during The Notebook who are kissing.
That we get, that Mike, that Ryan Reynolds needs to sneer at.
Okay, wait. Then okay, wait. You said 0 to 100.
There's two, and they're just there so Ryan Reynolds can look disgusted.
But was it specifically that they were gay, or was it just that they were feeling emotions while watching The Notebook?
I would say it could be.
It's
both.
Up to interpretation.
I think you're right in that. Like, I think there was the baseline of like, oh, anyone's enjoying this, but the fact that they were gay just sort of heightened it.
Yes.
It's even worse
now.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. What gay couple is going to see rom-coms together? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I don't know any gay people who've ever. I've never seen The Notebook, so I don't know.
I've never seen The Notebook either.
Yeah. So this movie is a lie.
Yeah. Actual gay characters.
At first, I was worried. He and his brother spend so much time calling each other like gay and homo.
Yeah.
That I started to wonder, are they like closeted? Like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
Like, so much of their energy.
What's Chris Klein might have been gay, but no.
Oh, yeah. Trying to think if there's any. No. No, it's the only gay characters that I can think of. So I guess a five.
Yeah, I'll give it a six.
Six. I'll give it a four. I'll give it a four, giving it an average of five, tying it with Midsommar. Okay. All right, next category, drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch Just Friends and come away with a whole book of ideas?
I think so. I'm sorry, okay. The mom character.
Sure.
Classic, I think,
Christmas sweaters.
Samantha James.
They're a very mid-2000s look. It is very of that time. Her
and
long,
also, I mean, he
purple
he lip syncs at the end of the movie.
I would say nobody wants to see Just Friends inspire drag.
It would be like a fat suit. Like, it would just be like ugly inspiration. You know what I mean?
I think Joyce would be, you never see Joyce, but the mom, I think, would be a great drag character.
Sure. She's very much like sketch comedy mom, you know?
She's very much those Magnificent Moms.
Okay, don't throw that in my face. Don't throw that in my face.
Joyce? Me and my friends used to say that to each other. Yeah, and Samantha James, she's very...
Her looks are crazy.
Yeah. And her songs are nuts.
I don't think there's anything specific about her look. It still feels very like, you know, call Central Casting and get me, you know, like an early 2000s, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing about it that's like, oh, that look specifically is like fun.
But you
not
could
the
say
whipped
there
cream
is...
on the tits poster.
Yeah, but if I see that, my first thought isn't Just Friends.
Yeah.
It's like a white snake video
kind of, you know, like that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Not her look when they get cooked off the airplane when she's in that like big fur.
I do think if you want like if you do want mid 2000s pop diva, there are a lot of, that is a look you could do.
Yeah. Inspiration. Sure.
It is just inspiration. Is this The Lost Boys? No. Is this Death Becomes Her? Absolutely not.
No.
I mean, I don't know who would be going to a Just Friends drag show. Mike Pence, maybe? I don't know.
So I have to give a number?
You do. Yes. Yeah, you've done this before.
Sorry,
Olivia.
No.
Come on.
I just didn't know when to give my number.
Whenever you feel
better. I'm going to say, I'm going to give it a 54.
54? My God. Have you seen drag before?
Yeah, but I just, that's still a F.
That's true.
That's true. I'm going to give it a 10.
A 10.
Yeah, I think there's no real look from here that you're pulling.
I think overall you can find some inspiration. I'll give it a 20. Giving it an average of 28, which is 8 points higher than Pieces of April. Okay. Mm. Shocking. All right, next category.
Cute Katie Holmes.
What'd she ever do to you? Oh, that's right. You're Tom Cruise's new wife. I forgot.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Oh, I forgot that part too. All right. Speaking of Tom Cruise, our next category is gay icons. How would you rate this on gay icons? Well, Anna Faris is definitely a gay icon.
Gay Anna Faris is definitely a gay icon.
Julie Haggerty.
Julie Haggerty. Amy Smart?
No.
I think they like
Ryan,
her.
I mean, I think a lot. Hey, Ryan Reynolds. It's no. Some eye candy.
He is not a gay icon. He got married at a plantation. He's not an icon.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Don't worry, he just apologized a few months ago.
On his like 10th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
That's the traditional gift, apology.
Didn't also Blake Lively try to start like a magazine called like Antebellum or something?
Did she?
I remember reading an interview and like the name of the magazine. I was like, I think that's kind of...
You might regret
weird.
That.
Yeah. And the whole interview was her saying like, oh, we're going back to like handmade things or things that are like from the past.
She meant handmaiden.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. So yeah, those same characters or those actresses.
Gay icons. Yeah.
I think they're both gay icons. The two women in this movie. So I'm going to give that a 70.
Yeah, I feel
I'm just
like
trying to give myself better scores because I know you're gonna give it lower. And I did this because I wanted Mark to be angry, but now I'm embarrassed. I wanted to hear Mark say this is trash, and now I'm like, wait, but I also next time I gotta pick a good movie where I can feel like I'm competitive, okay?
Let's What's it gonna be, going. Home Alone 2? Let me tell you, that's trash too, okay?
No, Home Alone 3, straight to video.
I've never seen it. I'll keep an open mind. We definitely will have you back next Christmas. John, what are you
gonna
give
us?
I'm
gonna do like Air Bunnies, like puppies for Christmas or something,
please. I mean, that'd be better than this. There's something about Ryan Reynolds I just find like obnoxious. I think because he has like this bully sense of humor, like he's never the butt of the joke, he's never the vulnerable one, he's always punching down at other people. Like, you're a handsome white dude, what are you so angry about?
I mean, he is very classic bro, like early mid-thousands humor, and it hasn't changed.
Never. That's like, why I hate those Deadpool
movies. This character
is the same
as Pikachu.
It's the same as Pikachu, except at least Pikachu solves mysteries. Yeah. I didn't hate Detective Pikachu. I'll give him that.
Okay, I scored. You guys gonna
score? Okay, gay icon. Okay, I think it's okay. All.
We're not. This isn't the podcast to do with your mother. Okay, you can't boss us around. You got your two daddies here.
Your two gay uncles are watching you tonight.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I mean, like, yes, Julie Haggerty, yes, Anna Faris, but also, like, this is not a must-see collect performance from either one of them. So I will give it a...
But, John, this isn't gay icons. Performances by gay icons. This is, like, gay icons, period. You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying, but I also feel like...
the number.
But, like... Like Cher's performance in Moonstruck is like more than like in a, or like a certain, you know, like there's certain ones where it's like, well, you have to
see
that. I
think
you
would have to give her the same amount of points no matter what.
Oh, well, when you give your score, you will do
that.
Cher
would always be 100 no matter what.
Sure. Well, that's all right. But I feel like if someone's like a Julie Haggerty queen, I'm like, well, you have to see Airplane. That I would give her more points for that than I would give it for Just Friends.
I hear you.
Okay. So I'll give it
about Bob. We'll get more.
Yes. 35.
35. Oof. I'm going to give it a 60. Because I do think if this is Anna Faris at her most Anna Faris-y.
She's mentally unhinged Ill, in think. This movie. Yeah. They think they just let there her were do times whatever I almost, she I, wanted.
There were times though I felt bad for her. Because like, why is her character attracted to Ryan Reynolds? Like, he treats her like shit. And she's still like into him. Like, she must have just crippling self-esteem.
Yeah, I mean, no, they made her an idiot.
Yeah, so I felt bad for the character. And she's trying to like, all right, you're going to make me an idiot? I will go full idiot.
Yeah.
I gave it a 60, given an average of 55, which is 12 points higher than Hellbound Hellraiser 2.
Okay. Yes.
I know you had that in your sights. All right, the next category, the male gaze. How horny is the camera for the male form?
For the male form?
Yeah. Like how horny is the camera for dudes?
Hmm.
We only have one shot of Ryan Reynolds' back. Like, not one shot of his
chest.
Do we
not see his abs at all?
None.
And that shot is also
real. Am I making that up?
No, a lot of his shoulders are very
form-fitting. He has, like, a towel over his shoulder, the whole shoulders at one point, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This one is a little tough because I feel like we are supposed to, like, be into both Ryan Reynolds and Chris Klein. Like, they're trying to be like, oh, man, they're so hot now.
Sure.
Right.
I did think, like, even when he was, like, you know, his ugly version, he just had, like, bad styling more than anything. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, he just needed to dress better and, like, get a haircut or style his hair different or do some, add some product or something.
You can't do that when you're overweight, though.
I suppose you're right. Just it all goes to shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, as we saw from this movie, if you're overweight, constantly. Then you're worthless.
You're disgusting. Mm-hmm.
And if you have acne, don't
you
look
deserve
at me.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
And people in that high school had never seen a heavy person before. It blew their minds.
Well, also, like, I'm like, the football star is like a husky dude, too.
Yeah.
They're like the same size. Okay.
Male gaze.
So male gaze. I mean, I think I'm going to go 20.
20. 22?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go 33. I feel like Ryan Reynolds looks good.
He's very handsome. He is like handsome.
Yeah, he is handsome. Guy. He's handsome, but as the movie goes on, I just found him repulsive.
Yeah.
I agree, yeah.
I'll give it a 25, give it an average of 26.67. All right, the next category, entrances with pizzazz. We got Dusty on the snow hill. Like, he catches, what's her face? When she falls.
That's true.
Pretty good. And then Samantha in the Volvo destroying the Christmas decor.
Yes.
The Palomino's party.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's not a very pizzazzy movie. It's about as like cinematic looking as like an episode of New Girl.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like 15.
15.
I'll give it 25 for the Anna Faris crashing the car.
You know, I'm gonna give it a 25 as well. Give it an average of 21.67, which is the lowest we've had in this category since we've started doing the round three of scoring. But it's right behind The Brood, which has a 23.
What is that?
Oh, it's a Cronenberg horror movie. Body horror movie. It intentionally disgusts you as opposed to this movie. all right, the next category, strident women. How would you rate this on strident women? Well, there's Samantha.
What? Right. Wait, I think I'm dumb. What do you mean by strident women?
So,
you think you're dumb? You are not dumb, Olivia.
Like, honestly, truthfully, a strident woman is like a very like annoying, kind of overbearing. We tend to mean it as interpreted as like a woman who's going to stand up for herself.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think we got some of those in this movie.
Definitely.
I mean, Anna Faris, unhinged, but she definitely stands up for herself.
She hates plastic menus.
And plastic menus. and then what? Amy Smart's character. She's
moments towards the end.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she stands up for herself, right?
Yeah.
Sure. I feel like her character. I feel like she is one of those people, one of the characters in this movie who like just suffers from the fact of like, well, you just like him. Well, you just do this now. Well, you know what I mean? Like nothing makes sense. She just has to figure out a way to make sense that like,
she just has to like, they cast somebody who's like already charming,
like pleasant.
And that does, all the work for you, you know? I'm going to say a 45.
45.
Yeah, for me, it's all just Anna Faris. I would say, so I'll give it a 35, but it's all just for her.
35. I'll split the difference between you two. I'll give it a 40. Give it an average of 40. All right, the next category, macabre. How macabre is Just Friends?
Like not at all.
It's a little, I don't know.
A little bit. Santa Claus catches fire.
That's true.
Yeah.
He playfully pretends to kill Samantha with a shotgun. Like he pantomimes that. I was like, that's right. And he's like really like rough with like her. Like he like shakes her and knocks her about. It's too much. I'm like, this is like, you feel like he has so much anger and like, you shouldn't be treating women like this. Like you're a disgusting person. So I found that macabre.
But he has to get through to her somehow.
I'll just shake her.
I'll say like 12.
A 12. There's also that sledding accident.
That did make me laugh. I will say, like, as far as when he falls for like dumb sort of like physical comedy bit, that did make me laugh. Yeah,
that the whole part of that though I was like, are rental skates really that bad?
Right.
Yeah. No. Right.
Yeah, I'll give it for Stride, whatever. Oh, macabre. I'll give it a 17.
17. I do think there's an unintentional macabre. Like, I feel like he is like he's like a mass shooter waiting to happen. Sure. Ryan Reynolds' character. Like, I don't trust him. He has anger and he's very misogynistic.
It could have gone one of two ways. He could have done his whole thing. He's like, whatever, music producer, has abs, or he like stays in his bedroom on his computer and becomes an incel.
I mean, even incels can have abs.
They I guess could, that's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
He was, there's like an American Psycho vibe about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a 40 for macabre because I think it's pretty fucked up. Given an average of 23, which is higher than Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which only has a 5 in macabre.
Oh, really?
So, okay. You're trouncing that. All right. The next category, dramatic lighting.
I would
Any
say
shots here. You want to like make a screensaver?
The most dramatic lighting is like when she's doing the microwave and the reindeer is going next to the microwave.
Sure.
At first I thought like, is it the reindeer that's like causing the microwave to explode?
No.
Yeah, she had tin foil in her fun. In her thing that she was reheating.
Tuna. Tuna tartar.
You know, there's some Christmas lights, which is sort of like, you know, like a, ooh, like
yeah,
a
those
so
Christmas lights. Yeah. I'm going to give it another 12.
12. I mean, you could say that like her like wrecking the whole Christmas decor and then like it gets attached to the car and then it pulls it off. It is, you know, a dramatic string of lights.
That's true.
In an action sequence.
Yeah. For that, I'll give it a 23.
23. Yeah, I'll give it a 20, mostly for that action sequence. Given an average of 18.33, which is 5 points higher than Pieces of April. All right, this next category.
Katie Holmes.
What, do you not like Katie Holmes?
I actually love her.
So this comes from passion is what I'm hearing.
It comes from jealousy.
Jealousy, you want her career. You want to be in that movie that was based on The Secret.
I want to be Joey from Dawson's Creek.
Well, sure. I don't think that's going to happen.
They'll be rebooting everything.
That's true. That's true. All right. This next category, vibrato. How would you rate this on vibrato?
So in addition to literal vibrato, we also mean anytime they do something extra, more than a moment needs, but you still like it.
I mean, I think this movie has a lot of extra that doesn't need to happen.
Yeah, I would say this takes, it's a fine line between vibrato and shrill. And this movie shows you what shrill looks like.
Here's what I would say for me that I thought was in the positive vibrato category was that like sort of chorus of kids who would be like cheer and boo, like whenever they were sort of like dating stuff that happened, like with between like Ryan Reynolds and Chris Klein, like sort of fighting over Amy Smart. The rest of it, just everything just felt so haphazard to me.
Well, they're just screaming the entire, it's just constant screaming in this movie.
Yeah.
I did like when Anna Faris shows up at like outside the house and said, "Is this that slut you've been sleeping with?" And the old lady goes, "Who, me?" I thought that was funny.
That is funny. I'm gonna say like 60.
60.
I'm gonna go 26.
26. I don't know. This is a tough one because it is like shrill, but it's not good vibrato. It's bad vibrato.
Well, technically, when this category was created, it was more that you like. So it wasn't just extra. It was like, oh, they did that moment only had to be this, but they gave it more and you enjoy it.
All right. I'll give it a 20 for Anna Faris. That's all Anna Faris. Because her extra worked, I thought. Give it an average of 35.33. Again, the lowest we've had in this category. The next lowest is The Family Stone with a 55. Mm-hmm. All right. The next category, footwork. How would you rate the footwork in this movie?
Like dancing?
Sure. Could be. That's part of it.
Or ice skating.
I think ice skating could be part of it. Also, there's one point where Steven Root's character is getting a pedicure. That is literally
whose character?
Steven Root, the Ryan Reynolds'
the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 40.
40.
Yeah, 40 sounds right. I'll go 40.
Yeah, there's some physical comedy happening. I'll give it a 40 as well. Give it an average of 40. All right, the next category, second to last in the canon category, animal print. Was there any animal print?
I feel like Anna Faris's character has to have worn some animal print. I feel like she is an animal print. Like she's the embodiment of like sure. a pink cheetah print.
Sure, sure. I didn't see that much. And I can say this as someone from New Jersey. The fact that this was supposed to be like, oh, we're in New Jersey and it was low on animal print. I was like, that's wrong. You got that wrong.
Oh, Jersey loves an animal. Do you have any animal print, John?
I don't think I do.
Your sisters?
Yes, nothing but leopard print. Hot pants.
The Flynn girls.
Oh, they really know how to take a party to another level. Yeah, for me, it's any. Super low on animal print.
Well, like I said, they have a character who is basically an animal print. So I'm going to give it a higher number. So I'm going to give it a 55.
55 for embodying the spirit of animal print, would you say?
Hey, interesting.
Yes.
I feel like she
more would embody like a metallic, like fiber, you know, like a rave scene. You know what I mean? Like
that is also an
metallic
animal print
though.
Like, have you used like a metallic zebra print?
Disgusting.
Like a Lisa Frankie, like metallic.
This is awful. This is like the nadir of fashion. John, what do you want to give it for animal print?
I'll give it a 9.
A 9. I'll go to 3. I didn't see any, but 3 for the spirit of animal print, which if it was the spirit of animal print, I need to see her like smoking. I think feel like that would more embody.
Smoking equals what? Animal print to you?
You know, it's a little trashy, you know.
Fair.
There's a big swings between animal print could go one of two ways. It could either be very elevated or it could be ashtray. All right. This is the last of the canon categories. Olivia, on a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend Just Friends to a gay person?
I mean, I guess I kind of recommended it to you guys.
Sure.
You did.
And do you stand by that
but
decision?
You did it out of spite.
Yeah.
And you regret that decision now. So maybe let that factor into your score.
So probably not at all.
Any particular reason?
Like I said, so many homophobic jokes that I didn't remember that sure. I immediately was like, oh, like this isn't fun.
It makes it kind of sad to watch.
Yeah.
Like this was a hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what score are you going to give it?
A 0.
A 0.
Yeah, I would have to say, are you a Julie Haggerty completist? If so, then yes, you need to see this movie. But I'll give it an 11.
I think only if you're like a, you got to see everything Julie Haggerty or Anna Faris has done.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not a zero, maybe like a five. If you're like, oh, Anna Faris is like wild in this movie, if you've never seen it.
But also, you could just watch those clips on YouTube.
Just watch her parts, yeah.
Except for the part where she makes a racist joke.
You mean it's her first line?
Yeah. It's just, so even that's like kind of a bummer. So yeah. I'll give it a two.
No, when that happened, I was like, oh, Anna Faris. Like,
no. I guess we're not rooting for her, this person either.
Yeah.
All right. So it has an average of 4.33. Also the lowest we've ever had in that category. All right. Now we are into the wheel categories.
So these are all categories that past guests have brought in that we put on this wheel. So we're going to spin it four times. Whatever category randomly comes up, then we are going to use that to judge this movie.
Cool.
And then at the end of these four is when you add a category.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, we'll talk about it. There's no pressure.
Okay, here we go. Over the top production design.
Well, that was the worst one we could have gotten.
The one thing that I was like, oh, that's a lot, was that early on you saw a woman on a swing inside a Christmas tree cage.
Oh, yeah. To be like, ooh, this is a Hollywood party.
That's how you know. Mm-hmm.
Women in cages.
Yeah. But other than that, it's pretty like basic.
It's pretty basic. Again, the only thing that's like over the top is the Halloween decorations.
Christmas decorations?
Christmas decorations?
Oh, yeah. Christmas decorations.
Did you watch this movie?
Yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah, not really over the top. It's so basic. Nothing. It's such a basic.
His house is ugly.
Yeah, family his house.
His house is in Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember it. Isn't it just like stark and like blank?
Yeah, he has like some bad art that you would buy in Vegas, you know, of like a print of John Lennon. Like, yeah, we get it. You like music.
Yeah,
you got the worst Beatle.
I'd say like 10.
A 10.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7.
7. I'll give it a 7 as well. Give it an average of 8. Hey, but nope, I can't say that's. That is not as high as The Lost Boys, which got 100 in that category.
Okay. I didn't get to 100, Mark.
Nope. Just so you know.
Here we go.
I was really hoping.
Titular theme song.
Titular
forgiveness is more than saying sorry.
Well, they do that just.
Oh, and then the Jamie smiles.
And I swear.
All
and
for
then
one.
I swear.
So this movie is so threatened by like emotions or people being vulnerable. Like that's like the funniest thing that could happen is like if you feel something
showing
other
your
than rage.
Yeah, that means you're a homo.
Well, because it does have music in it.
But there's no song that's like,
we're just friends. I would say if this were to have a theme song, it would be I Swear, just because it's what they use in the opening and then they play
and
over
then the closing.
Yeah. But, okay. Yeah, all right.
I mean, I'm going to give it a 20.
A 2020?
A 20. Yeah. They do a remix during the end credits of Forgiveness that includes dialogue snippets from the film.
Film.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll give it a 17.
17.
You didn't watch all the credits, John?
I might have gone to the bathroom.
I'll give it a 20. Give me an average of 19. Titular theme song is from our Smile episode with Julie Brister.
Okay, here we go. Weird line delivery.
Well, like all of whenever Ryan Reynolds is
It is weird line delivery, honestly.
Yeah. He does like this weird affected nerd voice. Like, how are you like, is this like a Jekyll and Hyde story? What is
happening? Well, if you put a retainer in your mouth, you become a different voice.
Yeah, and if you're skinny, then your voice lowers. I don't know.
Sure.
But I feel like everybody like says everything like it's so broad.
Anna Faris is pretty crazy.
Yeah, everything she says is insane. And also Julie Haggerty is
That's
just
true.
A an insane person.
She's a machine of weird line delivery.
She looks like, yeah.
Always
befuddled. And even the brother, too. Everything's like up and down. So I would say it's pretty high. I'd say maybe an 80.
80. I do think this is one of those movies, like if someone loves this movie, to me, it's like, oh, we're not going to be friends.
Sure.
This is like a red flag.
Right.
It's like, yeah, loving the Punisher, you know.
I definitely think this movie has a lot of weird line deliveries, but there's none that will like catch the ear that you like want to repeat. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like a good weird
Olivia,
line delivery.
I bet you could repeat one right now.
Makes
you-
I know, but it's because like I'm remembering, like, I think me and my friends would watch this movie at sleepovers.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, what would be like a line from this movie you would quote a lot?
I think we used to say like, Darla. When we would say like, you know, when she's like Anna Faris, like kisses the friend.
Uh-huh.
And she keeps saying, Darla. Or like random things where you would call each other on the phone and go, Joyce, Joyce. like the mom.
Okay.
But nothing like, yeah, nothing crazy.
I think we could definitely say this movie has weird line deliveries.
That's true.
Yeah. But when you're like, and when you're like 13, that's all you do is you repeat something that sounds weird to you. You know,
that's why everybody loved Cartman.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. So I will give it a 37.
37. Yeah, I'll give it 35. Give it an average of 50.67. I believe Weird Line Deliveries is from Ginger Snaps.
That is correct. All right, here we go. Does a high school jock get penetrated?
Does a high school jock get penetrated?
Not that we see.
No, I was thought earlier when we were talking about gay characters, I thought Tim, the former jock, might turn out to be gay. And
me
I sort
too.
Of thought like, oh, he could, like, it was weird that like he was such a villain at the beginning of the movie, but the rest of the movie, they didn't give him like a comeuppance.
Anything
other than
to
he
do?
Was bald. Well, you know
he's
what I mean? Like,
that he was
like
bald
there could have been
drunk.
like a, oh, this is Ryan Reynolds getting revenge on him in addition to getting the girl.
No.
Mm.
But he's just bald, which apparently is the worst thing that could possibly happen to you.
But he could still fit into his old varsity jacket, which, after 10 years, is not unimpressive.
It is not unimpressive.
Oh, I realized I am the age that these characters are in this movie.
Oh. Wow. So who do you think of yourself as? An Amy Smart, an Anna Faris, or a Ryan Reynolds? Or are you the dentist?
Oh, I'm definitely the dentist.
Yeah. He was my favorite.
He just seemed like a nice guy.
Really well-defined personality. Mm-hmm. If I had to sum up his personality in three words, it'd be nice, pleasant, and kind.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't use dentist?
Is that a personality?
If you're in Canada, it is.
But does a high school jock get penetrated?
No. So zero?
So. Zero. And this
I'll give it some
jocks.
Because there is like... There is high school. There is sort of like he doesn't get literally penetrated. No, absolutely not. But he does get taken down a peg.
Night.
He is sort of, but he is like, he is emasculated. So I will give it an 11.
Are you saying penetration is inherently emasculating, John?
I think in the world of Just Friends, it is.
Is that the world you live in, John?
No, but that is the movie we're talking about.
I'll give it a 2. I'll give it an average of 4.33. All right, Olivia, the time has come for you to add a category which we can use on Just Friends in every subsequent movie because it'll be added to the wheel. And let's remind everybody, your category last time was wigs.
I don't know why that made me laugh so much. Oh, it's so stupid. Wow. Okay. I don't know what to
Any
do.
Any thoughts? Well, we got Julie Haggerty. We got Anna Faris. Anything there like inspire you?
Oh, yeah. Maybe something about like a character actress, something like that.
I mean, character actresses, character actress.
Oh, yeah. Does the movie have a character actress in it?
A good turn, a memorable turn by a character actress? Character actors making a big choice.
But doesn't that a character actress make?
You would hope. Not always. Yeah. Not every time.
I'm just trying to find the right, like, wording.
Yeah. I thought, what about character actress makes a big swing?
Okay. Big hair, okay. 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 I'll live with it.
I mean, you didn't even remember what you did last year, so you're not going to remember this 10 minutes from now. So what do you want to give Just Friends for a character actress makes a big swing?
Well, we created the category for this movie, so I got to give it 100.
100. Fair enough.
I feel like
30.
I feel like Julie Haggerty's great. I don't think she makes a big swing, though, in this movie. She doesn't.
Anna. I'm talking about Anna Faris.
I don't think of her as a character actress. I think a character actor, like, she's like,
we laid the trap,
well,
Olivia.
Then I fucked all of this up.
It's fine.
But okay, no. I mean, Anna Faris isn't as, I wouldn't say she's like doing
she's
it.
Definitely doing that role in this movie.
She's doing this is the character actress part.
Well, no, I get what you're saying, because like the Anna Faris in a way is sort of has a similar situation where I feel like actually Ryan Reynolds has, where they're both
does the big eyes
beautiful.
And the big mouth.
They're absolutely both. Like attractive people who want to be comedians and want to be like, you know what I mean? Like Ryan Reynolds almost wishes he was like fat so he could be funny. You know what I mean? Like, but he
yeah,
I think that's,
I feel like she
easily
pulls
achievable.
It off. She pulls it off better than he does of like, oh, I want people sure. to laugh at me and not just look at me for my physicality. And I think he is attempting to do that as well. And I don't think he is that successful.
Because he can only do it like, the only time we're meant to laugh at him is when he's fat.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because isn't that ridiculous? Ryan Reynolds looking fat. Oh my God, that's so crazy.
Yes.
I think though, like, I want to give him credit for that scene where he's in the car after he's had that first date with Amy Smart. And he's like yelling at himself and she just sort of like appears. I thought that like that little moment was good, well acted.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, he does what he's supposed to do in this movie. It just like sucks.
Right.
Repel like the audience, wish for death.
No, he like
hope
does
gas,
the, he does
wishing
like
this
what...
was Inglourious
no,
Basterds.
I agree. Like, I think he does like, he does sort of execute what he's asked to do well. Like he does, like he does play the jokes well. It's just, again, like it's so haphazard as a movie.
No, I think
like
he's so angry. I don't think we're meant to like find him repellent. I don't think we're meant to find him because he has so much anger in him. I don't know.
But you're supposed to be distracted by his good looks. That's the thing.
I honestly blame the script more than him.
Yeah.
I mean, both can be terrible.
But we're
I think
talking
that is
about
true, but I think
character actors.
He is doing a good job at terrible things. And
no,
the fact
he's
that
bad.
The script is. All right. So,
what do you want to give this
big swing? I would say I'll give it a 41 for Anna Faris.
41.
Wow. I'm gonna tell her that when I.
Olivia, please don't.
We're hoping to get her on this podcast. Please don't tell her these things.
She has a podcast. It's just synergy.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 50 actually, because I do think Anna Faris is making a big swing. I give it an average of 63.67. All right, now we are into the bonus category.
So these categories, you don't get penalized if it doesn't do well, because it doesn't hurt it, but it's just extra bonus points. So it's all going to be from 0 to 10 instead of 0 to 100.
Okay.
All right, so the first one on a scale of 0 to 10, what do you want to give Just Friends in makeover montage? There's a makeover, but there's not really montage.
Is there really a montage?
Is there a montage?
There isn't.
You would think, if you had told me, like, going into this movie, like, will there be a montage in a movie, Just Friends? I said, absolutely.
Yeah,
there's,
like kind of
a montage when they're, like, watching old videos together.
Yeah.
A little bit. But not really.
Mm. Right. He was even a kind of a creep in the past, though, too, because he should have just told her, like, hey,
well,
I mean, you, and when you rub your head in my lap, it makes me feel uncomfortable, you know?
Well,
I'm getting
like,
turned on by that. Like, yeah. That's gross.
I mean, that's like, it's kind of the sad thing. I'm like, oh, like, yeah, this girl thought she had like a best friend.
A friend, God
but
forbid.
Really, all he wanted to do was like sleep with her. And
yeah.
It's like, yeah, you actually were a really bad friend because all you were trying to do was get in her pants.
Because you're too emotionally stunted
and then,
to say what you really
and
want.
And then resented her for not getting what you wanted.
Thank you.
And
preach.
she saw you as a safe space.
Little did
really,
she know.
Mm-hmm. You're just an asshole.
So what do you want to give this for a makeover montage?
Five.
Based on what?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Okay. I'll give it a two.
I'm going to give it a zero. I just don't think it has one.
I'm also going to give it a zero, giving an average of 0.67, tying it with The Shining. Okay.
Sure.
All right. The next category, cheerworthy cameos. Were there any cameos?
Cameos? There weren't any cameos.
Oh, I did. I was just going to say the Capitol Records building. I was going, hey, it's the Capitol Records building.
Okay. Here's something that I found out in my research was that there was a scene where Alanis Morissette was supposed to appear as one of Ryan Reynolds' clients, because they used to date. So the director apparently said like, oh, we want an Alanis Morissette type. And Ryan Reynolds was like, well, hold on, I can get someone for you. It was cut from the movie, but it is on the DVD. So for that, I will give it a 0.5.
A 0.5. Well, we haven't heard Olivia's yet.
Me too.
For something that's not in the movie.
But yeah. It's on the DVD of the movie.
I wasn't aware we were reviewing the DVD of the movie.
I'm just saying it's part of it.
I'm going to give it a one for the Capitol Records building. And also he does say on the phone, he does talk to a girl.
He does mention Bad Bunny.
You know that rapper?
Oh, sure.
Bad Bunny.
But
he has COVID.
But wasn't he famous then?
No, not at all. But it was like when he said Bad Bunny, I was like, oh, that's like the rapper.
He exists now. Yeah.
He exists now. Hey, if you guys can give DVD extras credit, I could do something that's in the future.
But he mentions like Pink and he mentions.
Yeah, but they don't show up.
Oh.
Bono, talking about Bono.
I think it's fine. We give it a 0.67. I think that's more than fair. Tying it with Pieces of April, your dreaded Pieces of April. All right, the next category, pool trouble. There's a hockey rink.
The pond with ice.
Yeah.
So zero.
Olivia, harsh.
I'll go one for all the ice.
One for ice. I'm going to give it a zero. Give it a 0.33. Tying it with The Shining. Okay, just for ice. Hey, you want to do poorly in pool trouble, set your movie in the winner. All right, the next category, witches. How witchy is Just Friends?
I mean, Anna Faris is kind of witchy.
She's like a chaos witch, I guess. I would say, right?
Yeah.
And chaos. Not Scarlet Witch, who's a good chaos magic.
I'm going to say three.
Three for Anna Faris belching up toothpaste. And she's kind of left to be raped by the brother. Is that like
Yeah, it's super.
Oh my
this
God.
This movie's bad. Like, I don't think children should be watching this movie.
I was.
You and your dad brought you there. I'll give it a
it
zero.
It is crazy, like, how raunchy, like, for PG, like, because there's a part, like, Anna Faris is on her knees, like, unbuckling his pants. It's like,
and you see his like PG-13. Underwear. You see like a little bulge.
Yeah.
You're giving it a zero, John?
Yeah.
I'm also going to give it a zero. I didn't think she was that witchy. Giving it a 1%. Tough. All right. Next category. Gay actors playing gay roles.
Zero. Oh, wait.
I
tried to look them up. Here's the thing. IMDb, they're not credited. There is a credit for two people for Movie Patron 1 and 2. I looked at both of the names. One was Glenn W. Thompson. The other one was Trace Fairgreave. For both of those actors, that is the only credit on IMDb. And then I tried to look them up on like Twitter, and all I got for Glenn Thompson was someone who had 3 Twitter followers. Who lived in Texas.
That's not a gay person.
So it's not a gay person.
Gay people do a lot better.
But those might not be those characters. Those are just the only people on IMDb who have the credit of movie patron number 1 and number 2. So we don't know.
We just don't know.
But it is the bonus round. So if you give something zero, it doesn't hurt it.
I mean, I hope they weren't gay, because like, how terrible. Like, here's your scene. Ryan Reynolds is going to look at you, show affection to each other, and sneer and practically almost vomit. So, all right, here we go. Like, what a terrible part. You're the butt of a joke.
Well, at least I got a check. Would you rather be 2 gay people or 2 straight actors playing that part?
I mean,
I'd rather it not be in the movie.
Yeah, I'd rather. Okay, well, not, yeah. So Olivia, what do you want to give it for gay actors playing gay roles?
A 0.5.
0.5.
I'll give it a 0.5 as well.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm going to do that as well. Let's cover our bases just in case. I don't want to get a hate mail from Trace Fairgrieve. All right, the next category, themes of mothers. Well, there's Julie Haggerty, who Ryan Reynolds and his brother seemingly hate.
Yeah.
They can't help but be disgusted by every word she says. And just constantly rolling their eyes at her.
Yeah, I guess
and she never gets like comeuppance, or she never gets to tell them to like piss off.
Right.
I think the theme is moms
are stupid.
Suck. Yeah. Moms
don't know
are
how
stupid.
Phones work. Did they ever say where his dad was? Like, was he killed off?
I think
off?
They said that they like split up or something. I'll give it a 2.
A 2.
I'll give it a 0.5.
0.5. I'll give it a 2 because it is Julie Haggerty. So give it a 1.5. All right, next category, dramatic smoking. Was there any drama? I think this is that weird time where you could be homophobic but not smoke in a movie.
Oh my God.
A brief moment in history.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got to do a 0 for that.
0.
I think so as well, yeah.
Well, there's a Santa that catches on fire.
That's true. The smoke from the fire. I'll give it a 0.5.
John, coming in hot, just like that Santa.
Yep.
I'll also give it a 0.5 for Santa. Hey, Santa. Hey, Santa. Giving it a 0.33%. All right. This is the last of the bonus category. Quips. How quippy is Just Friends?
I mean, I think quippy. Ryan Reynolds is pretty quippy.
I mean, it's pretty quippy. It's just like not good.
Yeah. I would say I didn't. I mean, there were one or two lines I laughed at, like the old lady saying, do you mean me? But he was just a like mean spirit. There's a mean spiritedness to his character that was just a real turnoff for me.
I got it.
Anna Faris has some great quotable lines, though.
But yeah. I'm going to say 4.
A 4.
I'll give it a 4 as well. I think, yes, I agree. Like a lot of them are just kind of like, bleh, but they are like pretty rat-a-tat-tat.
Not that's not Ratatouille. That's
no, not at all.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 2. Give it an average of 3.33. All right. Now we are into the iconic category.
So now we're back from 0 to 100 for scoring. And these are more overall categories that sort of have a larger umbrella to them.
All right. So the first one, Olivia, how would you rate Just Friends on homoeroticism? How homoerotic is Just Friends?
Like 2.
2 out of 100? What do you, well, there's like Anna Faris kisses what's her face, Darla.
Yeah.
It's true.
And there is something undeniably homoerotic about Ryan Reynolds ripping off his brother's underwear and then pinning him down and spitting on his face. I mean, I've seen lots of videos like that.
Sure.
Oh, so maybe I should give it a higher score.
Brothers is a very popular category on Pornhub.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I get, yeah, yeah.
You know that, Olivia.
Yeah, it's all I watch. I'll give it a 7.
7.
Yeah, here's what I wrote while watching this last night. And I said, this doesn't count, but watching this movie made me want to force Ryan Reynolds and Joel McHale to hate fuck each other. I think that would be fun.
Joel McHale?
There's something about the two of them. Yeah, it's like they're very good looking, who want to be thought of more as funny than good looking. I think they're very similar. That's what this movie made me realize. Yeah.
I feel like that'd be like having sex with like a bicycle. It's all like sharp angles.
That's both of them. They're both just like lean, lanky guys.
But I guess Ryan Reynolds has muscle, I guess is the difference I'm thinking of.
Joel McHale is a muscly now.
I bet he is. Everyone is.
Yeah, he used to go to my gym.
Oh, excuse me. But given that, but again, that doesn't count. So I'll give it a 4.
A 4. I'll give it a 3. Give it an average of 4.67. Tying it with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Okay.
All right. Next in the iconic categories, over the top wardrobe. Well, there's Anna Faris with the ice pack belching up toothpaste.
Yeah, sure. Her character is got crazy outfits, so I'll give it a 15.
That KC, the guy who plays Steven Root, Had a crazy like leather pants and like a weird paisley shirt.
Oh, and then there's the like friends come and go shirt.
Oh, with the kittens on it. Yeah.
Oh, right, right, right. We are perfect. Yeah, I'll give it a 17.
17. I'll go 16, right in the middle. Give an average of 16. All right. This is the last of the iconic categories. Camp factor. How campy is Just Friends? Granted, it doesn't have Christine Baranski as an elf, unfortunately, right, to the movie's detriment.
Yeah.
I would say Anna Faris is pretty campy.
She is.
Kind of campy. I think sort of like being haunted by your high school past has a sort of campy feel to it.
Peggy,
yeah,
Sue got married.
And like, yeah. I mean, I guess exactly. Some of the like physical comedies kind of campy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Slapsticky.
Yeah, but.
But it's not campy.
Is it like gay camp?
This movie is nowhere near the gay camp. It's not even across the lake from the gay camp. This is in a different part of the country than the gay camp.
So I'm going to say 12.
12.
Yeah, I'll give it a 14.
14. All right. Here's a quick list of campy things even I noticed in this movie. Here we go. An actor in a fat suit, hanging a poster for Reality Bites and a mime face on your bedroom wall, a title card saying present day when it's clearly the past, this incel training film wanting us to care about a straight man being in the friend zone, posing for a photo wearing nothing but whipped cream, being shocked by plastic menus, a bully down on their luck, carolers in period costume, a Porsche with tire chains, Samantha's poem about mall people, a Sugar Mountain Supreme for the chubby bunny, Samantha orders a grilled cheese with ranch on the side, over the top Christmas decorations, a precious collection of snow globes, split screen, the time when Priuses were considered a status symbol, cars without headrests in movies, double neck guitars, a woman wearing nothing but a man's dress shirt, and finally basically everything Anna Faris is doing. So I'm actually gonna give it a 20 for camp, giving an average of 15.33, which is higher than The Family Stone, which only has a 13.67.
Well, there you go.
Okay. So the next, these are now the crown jewels.
So these two. Yeah. So these we all agree on. It gets it or it doesn't. We all vote and we all decide together.
You ready for this, Olivia?
Yeah.
You here? You with me?
I am. I'm looking at you. Jesus Christ.
Wow. Christmas is ruined.
So, Olivia, for a 15% bonus, does Just Friends have a positive portrayal of homosexuality?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. It, negative, I would say. It's lucky we're not penalizing it.
No.
No, it is not going to get that bonus, unfortunately. All right, finally, negative 50% points if this is the movie Boat Trip.
This is not the movie Boat Trip, so it will not be penalized 50%.
What movie is Boat Trip? What is that movie?
Olivia, you don't know Boat Trip?
It's like a gay panic movie where Horatio Sands and Cuba Gooding Jr. end up on a gay cruise.
Oh.
All right, Olivia. That is the end.
Never, that is it. No, I didn't know that.
So now that we've been through all the categories, how well do you think you did?
Poorly.
Do you think you did worse than Grinch?
Yes.
What do you think, John?
What was Grinch's score? 44 or something?
Grinch was 45.92.
It should do worse than Grinch. I'll say that.
All right, fair enough. Well, I will tell you how you did right now. Out of a total possible 2,041.78 points, Just Friends has scored 543.11, giving it a percentage of 26.60, making it the least gay Christmas movie we've ever seen, much less gay than The Grinch. And it's actually the 72 of gay movies, so it's not as gay as Wayne's World, but it's gayer than The Third Man.
Wow.
So this is the seventh least gay movie we've ever done. This is
so
seven
it's the bottom 10.
It's in the bottom 10.
Wow, how do you feel, Olivia?
That's kind of That's where I was hoping for.
You were hoping.
All right. So yeah,
I told you, I chose this movie.
Are you a troll, Olivia? Is that what you're doing? You're being a troll.
I guess I am being a troll.
An agent
like
of
an
chaos.
Incel movie, and you became an incel person with it. Makes
well,
sense.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, last year I did it on accident, and this year I wanted to do it on purpose.
You wanted to get revenge, but in the end, what happens with revenge? It comes out and bites you in the butt, doesn't it?
I know. Mm-hmm. I just think it's really funny when Mark says mean things to me.
I say it to the movie, not to you.
The movie, but I guess I take it personally. And then you say, well, don't take it personally.
Yeah, that's on you.
Sometimes there's shrapnel with your comments, though, Mark. You have to.
Well, we're talking about stupid things. It's fine.
But I'm not, but like I said, I love it when I hear Mark get angry about something.
I'm not even angry.
I know you. I know you're just saying it to say it, but and that's why I think it's fun.
Yes. I'm always honest.
Yes. You're like
always
angry.
Integrity, always, Mark. Always
integrity. Thank you.
You're being like angry about this movie, but it doesn't really matter. Like it's frivolous emotions.
Thank you. That's
and I love it.
Title of your one man show.
Yeah, frivolous emotions. What is this for? Jealousy? This old thing. Well, Olivia. Thank you so much for coming back. We will definitely have you back for Holidays Jubilee 2021. I'm dreading what you could possibly bring. I don't know how it would be worse than just friends, but.
Well, I told my mom that I was doing this podcast and she listens.
Oh,
that's
so sweet.
And she's like, you know what movie I would do? I'm like, what, mom? She said, I would do Rock and Roll High School.
Oh, that's fun. A fun one with the Ramones. Or
with the Ramones. Yeah. I love that movie.
That's
and
a great
like,
one.
And I was like, is it gay? I don't know if it's gay. It's very camp. Remember. It's very, very camp. I think there's probably a lot of homophobic jokes in it as well.
Well, it was made in the 70s.
It's made in the 70s, yeah. But lots of sexual innuendo.
Finally. That'd be fun. We should have you and your mom on. Maybe. Like,
oh, actually, wait. That would be really fun. Mom!
Maybe not this second. She's not mic'd. Olivia, speaking of mom, is there anything you'd like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
Oh, yes. Well, me and my mom are doing a new podcast called Rom-Coms with Mom. It's on Patreon, $3 a month, where we recap romantic comedies together.
Nice.
It's real fun. I also do a podcast called Your First Time, where guests come on and tell stories of all kinds of firsts. You know, could be... your first kiss or your first period, your first whatever. If it's the first, I want to hear about it. You guys have both been guests.
Yes, we have.
John, I got to have you on again. Mark's been a double guest.
Repeat? Sure.
Yeah, you got to be a repeat.
Love it.
I only know so many people.
LA's a small town.
Yeah. And that one is, you can just find that on Apple Podcasts. The first episode of Rom-Coms with Mom is free if you want to check it out. All
right. What's the movie? What you do?
The first movie we did was Say Anything.
Love it.
And then we did Notting Hill.
Oh.
And then we're doing holiday movies.
Great.
Also, hey everybody, I do pottery. If you want to look up my pottery, I sell on Etsy, or you can find me on Instagram, O Snow Ceramics. The letter O Snow Ceramics. Yeah, and you know. If you want to just buy something, that'd be really cool.
Pottery. I have like
small
5 or 6 of your pieces.
Business, small women business.
Small
creator.
Women business. That's for women under 5'4", I believe. Yes.
Is that- yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. I'm five feet. So
there
I fit that category.
You fit that category. Support small women in their businesses. Mm-hmm.
For some holiday gifts, handmade holiday gifts.
Well, this is coming on the 23rd. Yeah. Is your shipping that turn? You can turn that around?
Probably not that quickly.
But Valentine's?
But 2021, it'll be here before
anytime.
You know it.
Yeah.
The shop is open all year.
You know, it's a 24/7 culture we're living in.
Exactly. And thank you guys for having me back
on. Oh, it's such a delight.
Thank you for doing it.
I love you both so much.
We love you.
Happy to see you guys.
Yes, have a Merry Christmas.
We're... Christmas is in 2 days. I can't wait.
We're so happy here. It's happening. Let's make it off. It's Christmas Day.
Let me go have a peppermint hot chocolate.
All right. Well, let's do that. And then we'll be right back. We're back. What a delight to have Olivia back.
Truly, truly a delight. Did you?
This could be her thing. I didn't expect to like this movie, but I didn't expect to loathe it.
Did you, was there a point in watching the movie where you were like, oh no, this is straight up garbage? Like, where you're like, there's no turning back?
Pretty much like 15 minutes in.
Pretty much you were just like, oh, this is just all going to be terrible.
Well, it might have been sooner than that, 5 minutes, when he's like chubby and it's like, then she's like rubbing her face in his lap. Like, as
Like behaving the way like no one ever behaved.
No one ever acted like this. Is clearly just straight dudes who like despise women made this movie.
Yeah, true.
So I kind of knew like, oh, this movie, I am not the target audience for this movie.
No.
I don't know who is. I guess like bros, angry.
Yeah,
bros.
I mean, but I also think it's one of those movies where like, no one's going to talk about it. Like, it's not going to be a movie that like people will talk about, like Bridesmaids or like certain other movie, you know, like, or old school, I feel like will be talked
Apparently,
about.
Apparently they just talked about it on their, the 10-year anniversary or 15-year anniversary or whatever it is. Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart did.
Well, I mean, sure.
They should be ashamed is what I'm saying. They should. All these slurs in it and everything. It's disgusting.
I agree. I still think that I would lay most of the fault of this movie on the script more so than the actors.
I think he was bad in it. I think he's really an off-putting, not charming at all.
Yeah, he's someone who's like never quite like taken off in the way that you seem to think Hollywood thinks he will.
I guess he's got Deadpool, though. Those are two massive franchises.
That's true.
People love him. He showed up in like the Furious movie. He showed up in Hobbs and Shaw and was terrible. Did you see that one?
I did. I don't remember, though.
There you go.
But I believe you. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. It is 2 days before Christmas. We just wanted to say, hope you guys all have a lovely and safe holiday. We just want to, I thought it'd be nice to just take a quick moment to thank all the people who helped put this show together. We have Danny Cohen, who did all the music for this and also for our Patreon, and your brother, Mike Rennie, who did all the spreadsheet, did all the spreadsheet work, and Connie Shin, who did the artwork. And then of course, Mike Lloyd, who did artwork that you can buy, on TeePublic, that you can go buy some merch there. And then finally, Alec Arche, who was our original producer, who helped us as we first started.
There you
out.
Go. Get this thing off the ground. And thank you to you, John, for being such a delightful co-host.
Thank you
this
to you,
time.
Mark, for being also a delightful co-host.
But also the listeners, most of all. Without you guys,
yes. Thank
what's
you
the
guys
point
so
of
much.
Any of this?
What is the point of any of this? We do this for you. Thank you guys for listening and for tweeting about us and giving us nice reviews on Apple Music and all that stuff. As always, you can email us at 20queenscwooldqueens@gmail.com. If you have any questions or suggestions for us, we'd love to hear from you.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at 2oldqueens, TWOoldQueens. Follow me on Letterboxd, where I maintain the current rankings, just at Mark Rennie.
Yes, and we also have, as we mentioned before, TeePublic. We're selling merch. If there's anything you want to buy, any last-minute Christmas gifts, go over to TeePublic and search for our store at 20 Queens, and there's a lot of fun stuff you can pick up there.
And, oh, next week, we do know it's a New Year's movie.
That's right.
Doug Liman's Go. Remember that one?
I don't know that I do.
Well, it's so very excited to get to know 2099, I think, time right. capsule.
Sounds right.
Should be fun.
Cool.
All right. We'll see you next. We'll see you not in the new year. We'll see you December 30th. We're almost out of 2020.
We're almost there, guys.
Just hang in there.
We're going to do it. We can do it.
Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Connie Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Arche and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Goodbye. We didn't get that right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.